poll, vulnerable Democrat Elissa Slotkin's re-election chances could be in trouble. By Jacob Bliss on January 5, 2022. Representative Elissa Slotkin's, DME, re-election chances could be in trouble, as recent polling showed a generic Democrat is 10 points behind in the polls against a generic Republican in the congressional district that she is running in. A Republican polling firm, Signal, said, the new Chestnut 7th Congressional District is poised to send a Republican to Congress in 2022. The polling conducted in mid-November found that a generic Republican candidate has a solid 10-point lead over a generic Democrat. The generic Republican candidate had a majority, 51%, of support in the poll compared to the 41% for the generic Democrat. The memo noted that independent voters also favored a generic Republican by 18%. Slotkin currently represents the state's 8th congressional district but announced in December that she will run for re-election in the new 7th congressional district. However, while Slotkin is well-known, the poll found that she is not well-liked in the district. Slotkin only showed a net 2-point favorability, with 39% favorable and 37% unfavorable, but she netted 1-point negative among independents. The memo added that Slotkin was polled against two different named Republican challengers, although they were not named in the memo, and garnered 42 and 43% of the vote. The memo noted that incumbents polling in the low 40s are in significant peril for re-election. The poll also showed that President Joe Biden is underwater in the district. Only 40% of the respondents approve of his job as president, while 56% disapprove. 52% said they strongly disapprove, and 63% of the independents disapproved of Biden. The Signal poll was conducted on behalf of the Congressional Leadership Fund between November 17 and 18 of last year in Chestnut Congressional District 7. There were 414 likely general election voters polled, with a margin of error of plus or minus 4.81%. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.